All right, part two. We're talking about make me care. So, you can't make me care by telling me to care. You can't really make me care about a character by telling me much of anything. You can reveal their past in an expository statement, but expository statements really do not belong near the beginning of any narrative. If it's a novel, you ideally want to wait couple of chapters at least before you start putting in maybe a sentence or two at a time, maybe a paragraph if you can't get away with it any other way, just straight up telling me something. A short story, you should really wait as long as you can because there's not much space in a short story. In the first few pages, absolutely just do not use expository unless it's done brilliantly. So brilliantly that the way that you construct each sentence and the pauses between the sentences and the cadence and the dynamics between the sentences, they tell us something about how the narrator's mind works. The narrator's mind works in this unusual way, which is very compelling. It could be the bad guy, but in some way that's really intriguing. Why would this character have that sentence followed by that sentence? If you do that with expository, maybe use amazingly creative similes, metaphors, etc., then you can get away with it. But if you just straight up tell us something without any context, without any flair, it's not going to move us. You really want to show us. And so when you're showing us something, show us something that's going to make us care about this character, right? So, maybe the character feels something that we feel and we don't like to feel. For example, maybe if we're stuck out in the boondocks away from home and we don't like our relatives and we have no friends and the people who come to visit all have shrill voices and they're talking way too loud and they're trying to force us to eat foods that we don't eat, you know, something like that, some kind of traditional, kind of unpleasant situation that a lot of people may have experienced. You can put your character in that kind of situation and make the character feel kind of dead and lost and longing and wishing to feel alive, wanting to connect with somebody that the character can play with, you know, have back and forth, clever repartee rather than having to shout at a deaf father who isn't up on modern day lingo or something. That kind of pain that we can all share is the kind of thing that would make us care about a character. However, if it's done heavy-handedly, without exciting, fresh language, without the character having something unique about her that would make us want to be her friend, make us remember her. It's like, oh yeah, Melody, she was like that. She was this amazing person. She had such a good sense of humor. She just had such attitude, you know. But if you just talk about her in generic terms and you make her sound like she could be anybody and she speaks just without any personality, the reader is not going to care, no matter how much she feels lost and alone in this situation that the reader has shared. Maybe she's experiencing something that the reader has never shared, some exotic situation. Well, people are interested in exotic situations. But what about that exotic situation is similar to what we feel? Maybe it's how her body reacts to it. Maybe she tightens up her muscles. Maybe she can't digest very well. All of a sudden, she gets dizzy or something like that. Now, if you just constantly are describing her bodily reactions without anything interesting about it, like a metaphor, how she tries to hide it in a funny way, something like that, then it's also still going to fall somewhat flat. But find ways to connect with the audience's desires and fears, bodily reactions, and interest in people that they find that they want to spend time with.